online.
We're back here on Regional Radio, catching up with Milan Lady Cat coach Nathan Simler ahead of the 4-5 matchup in Class 2 District 6. Coach, good catching up with you. What have you liked about your Lady Cats team entering districts?
I think big thing is we're actually playing. I mean, with all the snow and everything that we've had for a long time, our games got cut up a little bit, and we didn't have practices. So getting out and practicing and playing is always a good thing, and I think we've got some good things going on now.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Let's talk a little bit about Katie Polly. We know after the Marceline tournament, she had that big 59-point game. What strides is she continuing to make from the scoring side that continues to impress you in her freshman year?
Well, I mean, she has such a high IQ when it comes to basketball-wise, and she's doing some really good things of getting the ball into other people's hands, but also taking better shot selections. So that's really helped us as a team and then also helped her as a player because getting better shots for herself.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, let's talk a little bit about the South Shelby Lady Bears U2 faced off in the Marceline pool play back in January. What really stood out in that game?
Coming from that game, I think me and Coach O'Loughlin said the same thing at districts where we couldn't throw a rock in the ocean. And so I think that's really – both teams came off to a slow start, and so hopefully tonight we'll come off to a better start.
What's going to be key aside for a start in trying to take down the Lady Birds in advance into the semifinals?
Just taking care of the basketball and doing some good things on that end. But our defense has really got to step up and take down – close out on their shooters really good.
Nathan Simler, Milan Lady Cat coach, joining us here on Regional Radio. Appreciate the time, Coach. Best of luck tonight.
All right, thank you very much.
And coming up, we'll catch up with Lady Bird coach Luke O'Loughlin on Regional Radio.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Tax reform impacts virtually every tax return this year. That means yours, too. If you're wondering what that means for you and your refund, but don't want to spend hours reading the tax code, head over to H&R Block. No one knows tax reform better than Block. Their tax pros will help you find every credit and deduction available, so you get every dollar you deserve. Because wouldn't you rather spend more time thinking about what to do with your maximum refund and less time figuring out what a TCJA qualifying eligible dependent is? Hint, it's your kid. In person or online, Block has your back.
Back here on Regional Radio, getting ready for the 4-5 matchup in Class 2 District 6 between the South Shelby Lady Birds and the Milan Lady Cats. It's a rematch of a Marceline tournament game earlier this year. Luke O'Loughlin is the Lady Bird coach. All right, first off, what have you liked about your team's play coming into districts?
Well, we've been competing. You know, we've been through the conference grind, and it's a tough one every night. And you know, the girls have competed well, and even in some games where we struggled to score, we played well defensively and held some good teams to low point totals. And you know, that's just kind of the way that we've had to play this year, and we hope to do our best to do the best we can defensively tonight to give ourselves a shot.
Now I know when you've been talking on overtime for the past couple times, you've mentioned about just getting a little more consistency on the offense. Where's that stand coming in to districts?
Well, you know, we've just been trying to play, you know, maybe not necessarily a faster tempo, but maybe when we get into the half court, trying to play faster. You know, at times we've been kind of stagnant, and we've struggled to get good looks, so we're just trying to be a little more active in the half court with everybody and try and open things up a little bit, maybe create some more driving lanes to try and get people going to the basket. You know, we don't shoot a lot of free throws, or we haven't for most part of the year, and you know, when your team that struggles to score some, the free throw line's a great place to be. So we've tried to kind of make that a point of emphasis, try to get to the line more, try and get some easy baskets, and you know, it's helped us out here lately, for sure. We've done a better job offensively. Our totals might not show that, but, you know, we don't we have some long defensive possessions, and we don't necessarily look to run the ball up and down the floor a whole bunch. So, you know, even though we haven't scored a ton of points, I feel like we've definitely done a better job being more efficient on the offensive end lately.
Let's talk a little bit about the Milan Lady Cats. You guys played in pool play at the Marceline Tournament and won 44-39. What do you hope to carry over to get a quarterfinal win tonight?
Well, you know, we played well defensively that game and did the best we could to try and make things difficult for them, and that's what we have to hang our hat on is, you know, our defense and trying to make things difficult for the opponent. So, you know, hopefully we can carry that over tonight. And, you know, they definitely have some good players. And the Poly girls, you know, she's got in the gym range. And I mean that with full respect. If she's open, that ball's going up, and it's probably going in if you weren't very close to her. So you got to know where she's at, and you got to be ready to defend that at all times. You let your guard down, she's going to score on you. So, you know, it's going to take a full team effort, all five people on the court at the same time, ready to help defend. And not just her, you know, they got a couple other girls that are either real good on the O boards. They got a nice 3-point shooter and another girl that's a real good attacker. And, you know, they're a good team, and it's going to take a solid team effort to slow them down on defense.
Luke O'Loughlin joining us here on Regional Radio. Appreciate the time, Coach. Best of luck.
All right. Appreciate it.
All right, we'll have South Shelby Milan tip-off 4-5 matchup in Class 2, District 6, next on Regional Radio.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Save precious time by stopping at Erico Convenience Center. Refuel, buy dinner, restock your soda, and pick up snacks for the road. Right now at Erico, get tempting tenders. That's 4 tenders and 4 wedges for $6.49. Or how about all legs? 5 legs for $5.55. Happy hours from 2 till 4 with 2 tenders and 2 wedges for $3.50. And get 2 large cans of Pringles for $4. Erico Convenience Center stocks hundreds of items, including hot stuff pizza. Erico Convenience Center, a branch of Ayers Oil Company.
The Board of Education, administration, faculty, staff, and students of the Putnam County R1 School District in Unionville are proud of their athletes for their teamwork, good sportsmanship, and hard work during every event. These same athletes show that same determination in the classroom. The Midgets are dedicated to their studies and to their future. The Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of the Putnam County R1 School in Unionville encourages all Midgets to keep up the good work in everything they do.
Girth & Basket Furniture in Memphis has been the hometown furniture store in Northeast Missouri for 115 years. Girth's has sofas starting at $4.99, a large selection of recliners and lift chairs, bedding from Sealy and Therapeutic, and all manners of flooring, from carpet to linoleum to engineered flooring. Plus, there are thousands of other surprises in every corner at the family-owned furniture store that's been making your house a home since 1904. Girth & Basket Furniture, floor covering and bedding in Memphis. Visit Girth's on Facebook and online at girthandbasket.com.
Side and Strickers has been by your side for 75 years. Don't miss the special anniversary savings. Get a John Deere 1023E tractor with a loader and mower deck for just $14,775. For just $17,975, we have discounted the remaining 2017 3032E tractors and added a loader. With 0% financing for 60 months, anyone can own a new John Deere this year. Check out the other anniversary savings at any of our 13 locations or sidenstrickers.com.
Offers end 2/28/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this South Shelby Milan broadcast possible. That includes Heinz Body Shop, Harley Crop, your local shelter insurance agent, Heinz Performance Parts, Silver Community Care, Shelby County R4 School District of Shelbina and Clarence, Shelbinaville Life Care, Northeast Diesel, Airco Convenience Center, Pest Pro Solutions, all of Shelbina, Smithfield Fresh Meat Divisions, Richardson Supermarket, both of Milan. We'll thank some more sponsors in just a little bit, but it's time to tell you the starting five. This is the 4-5 matchup in the girls' side of Class 2, District 6, and
The starting five will be for Milan. Katie Pauley, Katie Banner, Cordy McCollum, Tally Gray, and also Jordan Gray. And it will be Milan that wins the opening tip-off. Katie Pauley, they're in the road green uniforms, being the lower seed. At Pauley looking for the first two, going right to left on the radio dial. Now an and-one coming up as dropping that and making it. Looks like that was Jordan Gray. And we'll have an and-one coming up here for Gray. Is actually, she misses the, she actually missed that, so she'll get two shots. First one doesn't go. Milan, 13-10 on the year, finished 6-1 in the Grand River East Conference this season, as Gray will knock home this second. Has the first point of this game. Meanwhile, the Ladybirds of South Shelby, 12-12 on the year, 1-5, a very tough Clarence Cannon Conference. They're starting five, Meredith O'Neill, Mallory Wood, Katie Mitchell, Emma Dovin, and Diane Mays. They're in the home white uniforms, red numbers, and a blue trim. Here is Meredith O'Neill across the timeline. At the top now to the left wing for for Amber Durbin. Now to Diane Mays from the left elbow. Kind of up top looking to support as Dovin does. Now they'll try and come to the left wing. This is Durbin. Now to Dovin. Comes up to the top. Looks to drive. Now over to the right wing for Meredith O'Neill. Now to Diane Mays, and that will go over the head of Katie Mitchell and out. And on the inbound, it will be Jordan Gray to Sister Telly, former Schuyler County students playing in this gym. As the layup on the left side will not go for Katie Banner, Diane Mays to rebound. These two teams have already met once this season. It was at the Marceline Tournament, and South Shelby won that contest 44-39. The head-to-head matchup gave them the higher seed. Now we'll get a foul called. It will be a push on the junior, Courtney McCollum. That'll be her first. Here's Meredith O'Neill. Up the left wing, across the timeline, now near side for Katie Mitchell. Mitchell will go over to Dovin. Now trying to go back out for Diane Mays, and it will be tipped out, and it will belong to the Ladybirds of South Shelby. At the top, O'Neill. On to the right wing for Mitchell. Now in the corner for Durbin. Trying to go down low, can't do so. Now they'll reset at the top. O'Neill releases a three, cannot get it. Taken away by Jordan Gray. Right side for Katie Pauley. Now to the top of the key. Side step, her shot to the left. And it'll be taken by Durbin. Cross center court she goes, and she is bumped by the freshman Katie Pauley, who scored 59 points in a Milan tournament game against the Green City Lady Gophers, where Green City junior Brooke Littrell did the exact same thing. One of the rare things that has happened in high school basketball across the country. You had two players score 59 points in one single game. Katie Pauley did just that for the Milan Lady Cats earlier this year. Here's Meredith O'Neill, now to the right wing for Dovin. Now back up top to O'Neill. They'll come around right side, or check that left side, for Mitchell. Now to O'Neill. Drives her shot. He'll get it to go, and an and-one coming up. Meredith O'Neill, her first points on the evening. As foul get called on Katie Banner. And-one coming up. Get our first sub into the game here in just a moment. And one for the senior is good. As it is 3-1 in favor of the Ladybirds. Here's Tally Gray. Now to Jordan. Releases and hits the right wing three. Actually, it is a three. Looked like they called it a two for a split second. Here's Mays, now back up top for Mitchell. Now on to the right wing for Durbin. Around left side for O'Neill. Now for back to Durbin. And stolen away by Tally Gray. She's off to the races. Falls to the floor, and her shot a little too low. Evelyn Castro also into the game for Milan. That was a substitute. Now on the left corner, Durbin. Around to O'Neill. Meredith surveys. Now comes over to Dovin on the right side. Three sets for O'Neill. Now to Mitchell. Inside looking for Mays. She gets pinballed and stolen by Milan's Katie Pauly. She'll take it up to the right side. Now drops it off here to Tally Gray. Now to Castro. Evelyn Castro rolls one. Now back over to Katie Pauly. Knocks the top of the key. Three down. 7-3 and a travel called on Sal Shelby, and they'll make their first sub. It'll be Kelly Rademeyer into the game. Now Polly's two won't go despite on the double team. She comes down with it on the rebound, and a foul will get called, and this will be one against Diane Mays and the South Shelby Lady Birds, her first. Now here's Pauly. Left corner. Now to Jordan Gray. Catch and release. And another three. Jordan has 7 points. Left wing O'Neill. Up to Mitchell. Cross court to Mallory Wood. Into the game first time. Now to Mays on the right corner. Try and force one up, taken away by the Lady Cats. Evelyn Castro up to the right side. Her right block shot doesn't go. Loose ball to the right of the South Shelby bucket. Foul called. And this will belong to Jordan Gray, her first. 10-3, Lady Cats Milan with the lead. Here's O'Neill, now a jump ball. I believe, and it is, it will belong to Milan. Or check that, South Shelby. Wood on the bounce pass, taken away by Tally Gray. And Tally Gray takes it to the rim, left blocking in. 12-3, and Milan tries to show press. Courtney McCollum got the turnover but stepped out. Timeout called. South Shelby, 3:15 to go here in the first. We'll take a 30 on CrestCentralMoInfo.com.
Do you have some uninvited guests living in your home? Then you need to call the Bug Busters at Pest Pro Solutions in Shelbina. Michael and his team of professionals will rid your home of meddlesome pests effectively and to your complete satisfaction. The pros at Pest Pro Solutions understand how important your four-legged family members are and use only pet-safe formulas. Call them today at 573-588-7378. For your convenience, you'll have the same technician from start to finish. You can also visit their website at PestProMissouri.com.
Thirty-second timeout called by Luke O'Loughlin and the South Shelby Ladybirds with 3:15 to go here in the opening quarter. Winner will get Scotland County, the top seed, who won yesterday. This will be Rhonda Meyer. Now over to O'Neill. Up the right wing she goes. Tries to cut in. Now back up top to Katie Mitchell. On to the left wing for Rhonda Meyer. Back to Mitchell. Left side, Mallory Wood. Catch and release to three off the back of the rim. And an over-the-back call on Meredith O'Neill. She tried to grab the rebound away from Jordan Gray. That'll be her second. And Emma Dovin will check in her place. We saw this last year in the district championship game for the South Shelby Ladybirds. They got off to a really slow start offensively, and then they got things going against the Lady Coyotes, and they ultimately ended up winning that district championship. Looking for a similar kind of fate here, as they've only scored 3 points here in this opening quarter. Travel called here on the Milan Lady Cats. So So this will be Rademeyer across court for Mays. Now back to Wood. Mays inside Wood. Turn around just inside the arc for a two, and that'll go offline left, and Katie Pauley will just trot to it, letting it go. We'll see Marissa Rubison now into the game for the Lady Birds of Sal Shelby. 2:31 to go here in this opening quarter. Here's Tally Gray. To the right wing for Katie Pauley. Pauley at the top. Drives from the left wing. Now back on the left corner, Courtney McCollum. Her three-point bid will not fall. Taken away by Emma Dovin, the freshman going coast to coast. Her two over the rim. McCollum the board. Pauley hustles up the right side. High post two. Too strong. Taken away by Cullum, and she'll fall to the floor. In a 30-second timeout called by Nathan Simler in the Mile End Wildcats. We'll do it as well. 1:56 to go in the first quarter on Crest.
Nemer Telecom is building better broadband because they understand the need for internet technology today and in the future. Internet needs will only increase over time, and Nemer Telecom is prepared. When demand outgrows satellite and wireless internet supplies, Nemer Telecom is ready. How's 100 meg sound? That's their fastest speed now. Plus, their customers get unlimited data, a secure network, and bandwidth to stream video on many devices at the same time. Visit their website, www.nemer.net, and sign up today.
...12-3 in favor of the Milan Wildcats. And Katie Pauley will inbound it. At the top, here's Jordan Gray. Drives, kick out, McCollum left side. Back up top to Jordan Gray. Sister Tally available on the left. Takes it, her two, too shy. Jordan, there it gets the two, and an and one coming up. Marissa Rubison with the foul. Tally Gray averages about 9 a game, and the and-one on its way off the back. And the Dovin will corral it for the Lady Birds. Left side, Rubison. Rubison from the left wing. Now up top to Mitchell. To Rademeyer, to Mitchell. Right on the timeline and stolen away by Castro as the pass is forced in. Another and one coming up as Tally Gray gets another two in transition. All Milan Lady Cats here in this first half as Rademeyer picks up, or Rubison, I beg your pardon, picks up her second foul. Trying to cap off a big first quarter. And one doesn't go. Durbin for the Lady Birds. Now inside the arc on the left wing is Dovin, and it's taken away by Katie Pauley. Pauley drives right wing, right block. Doesn't go. Mays the other way. Right side, her two is in. First field goal since Meredith O'Neill way back in the beginning of the game for the Cardinals. Rolls one out to McCollum. The three doesn't go. Mays the rebound. Now poking at it, taken away, Courtney McCollum on the right wing. It is Wood. Now it's Dovin. Her teardropper from the cherry stripe will go in. Ten seconds in the quarter. Castro heaves the right wing three. Well short. Nathan Simler, not a happy camper in the Milan Lady Cat coach. Dovin, right side, taken away, and that will do it for the first quarter. 16-7, Milan Lady Cats with the lead on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
The Richardsons have made it a family tradition to offer the best grocery selection at the best prices in Milan. Visit their meat department for fresh cut meat any way you want it, and they'll freezer wrap your selection too. Shop the third generation of Richardson's at the locally owned and operated Richardson Supermarket in Milan. Open Monday through Saturday from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sundays until 8:30. Richardson Supermarket is a proud supporter of the Milan Lady Cats and Wildcats and wish them the best of luck this season.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at columbiaorthogroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
To 7 in favor of the Milan Lady Cats. Katie Pauley with the rock to the rim and puts it in. That's her first points of the second quarter. She now has five. And it will be a two-point try by Amber Durbin, and a foul will get called, and this will belong to Katie, or check that, Katie Banner. About to say Katie Mitchell there. At the top, here's Diane Mays. Sal Shelby in the home white uniforms with the red numbers, blue trim, and that shot's going to go off to the left. 18-7. Favor of the Lady Cats of Milan. Right wing, Courtney McCollum now to the inside, where Banner, the two, is going to go over. And rebounded by Meredith O'Neill. O'Neill, left side for Wood, puts one up off the top of the backboard and in. Sal Shelby slowly clawing their way back into this game. Now, Pauley, high post two, puts one home. Here is O'Neill. Now a shot for Rademeyer, and it's going to travel, called as Katie Banner shuffles the feet. On the left wing, they try to get it to O'Neill off the inbound from Mitchell, and it's stolen by Milan. Here is McCollum. Now to Pauley. She loses control of it. Rademeyer at the steal, but she took a step in the process. Gets called for travel. Luke O'Loughlin, head coach, saying it's all right. Calm down, no worries. Now on the right wing, here's Evelyn Castro. Inside for Jordan Gray. Bounces back up top to Pauley. Pauley attacks. High post, fadeaway jumper, too shy, and South Shelby will let it go. They'll get it back. Off the left side, Katie Pauley, it's taken away. The freshman drops off to Gray. Her three-pointer off the window and in. Jordan Gray with 10 for the Lady Cats. Left wing, Meredith O'Neill down to the baseline. He's one up, takes a spill. She'll go to the line. And this will belong to Sinabu Nasi, who's into the game first time for Milan. First shot for O'Neill is going to be off the front of the rim. Meredith O'Neill, a state track qualifier and distance events for the Lady Birds of South Shelby. We get a lane violation called, which negates the second for the Lady Birds. Have to think she will likely be making her presence known in distance events for the Lady Birds track team this spring. And I think a lot of people are hoping spring comes a lot sooner here in Big K country, considering with all the snow and ice we're having and more coming tonight. Here's Jordan Gray for the Lady Cats. Tiptoes down the left corner, trying to get one over to Colin. Taken away by Rademeyer on the one-on-one. Pauly strips her and takes a travel off the baseline, trying to keep things alive. There's sub. Jordan, or Tally Gray, check that, will come in for Courtney McCollum for the Lady Cats of Milan. Now on the right elbow, O'Neill now turn around to Diane Mays, drops it in. 23-11. Travel called. Jordan Gray from the left elbow. Leibert's trying to find their offensive rhythm as they are. Trying to get their feet from under them. A lot of their points have been coming off transition buckets, according to Luke O'Loughlin, as Mallory Wood tried to keep a ball alive, but her right knee was on the baseline. Here's Tally Gray up to the right side. Drops it off. A shot by Castro over, and that will go out. Leibert's. Get it back. Meanwhile, Nathan Simler has really liked to play his Lady Cat team has played. They got a big win off against Trent a couple games ago and a foul called. It's Katie Pauly went for a shot. She'll go to the line for two. As Kelly Rademeyer picks it up for the Lady Birds. And the first shot for the freshman will take a 720 and swirl on in. Second one coming up here for the Fresh, and she goes 2 for 2. 25-11 Milan, 4:38 to go here in the second. Castro to the left wing for Diane Mays. Now over for O'Neill just inside the arc. Now takes it back out. O'Neill directing traffic to the right wing for Meyer, or Rademeyer. Left side for Durbin. Now for Mays. Back over to O'Neill inside for Rademeyer. Nothing there. Back to O'Neill on a partial screen. Down to the baseline. Tiptoes down. Finds Mays. Two is too strong. Nasi trying to dish one to Pauly. Taken away by Rademeyer. And O'Neill resets to South Shelby offense. Here's Rademeyer. Now up top for O'Neill. Near waiting for Durbin. Now to Mays. Back up top for O'Neill. She gets bumped at the top by Courtney McCollum. Can't do that. That will be her second foul. And because of that, results in a one-on-one. O'Neill 60% from the line. Already 1 for 1 in this game. Adds on to it. Second shot coming. On its way. Doesn't go. And Jordan Gray grabs the rebound. No look. Nasi wide open. Off the bait from Katie Pauly. What an assist there, who leads the team with 3 per. And Sinabu Nasi gets on the board for Milan. Pauly another turnover from the baseline. And timeout called. Actually, no, they're going to get a technical, it looks like, on Luke O'Loughlin. He's not a happy camper, and now Katie Pauley gets to shoot free throws. So a technical called on the coach. First shot will not go for the freshman. Luke O'Loughlin's probably one of the more even-keeled coaches in Big K country, and there's something he wasn't too thrilled about. Set of magic words, Pauley makes the second. ...28-12, and Milan gets the ball back. Nazi was not... was looking back at... towards the defensive side, at least. Didn't realize she was open from behind, and as a result, Milan ends up taking a travel. Here's Meredith O'Neill, and she tried to hop over the leg of Tally Gray, and she got called for a travel in the process. Now on the inbound, an and one coming up. Simbunasi once again. As they'll get this on Mallory Wood. Wood takes a seat. Jordan Gray now coming for an and one on its way and completes it. Tally Gray with 11 points. Press shown by the Lady Cats. O'Neill escapes it. Off the right wing, and it's poked away and out by Tally Gray. South Shelby resets. From the right corner, Rademeyer. Can't get it to go now for Mays. Up the floor, Pauley on a 2-on-1 now. Pauley coast to coast, and Pauley knocks it down. She has 12. Press shown again by the Lady Cats. Here's Rademeyer. Rolls one right wing from Mays. Resets for Dobin. Now O'Neill through the Milan zone. Draws a foul. Two shots coming up. Meredith O'Neill gets ready for her first. Only 12 points for the Ladybirds so far in this opening half. Second one coming. On its way. Front rim. Nasi to board. Now to Katie Pauley. Pauley takes it across from the right wing. Trying to get a screen through Nasi. Now Pauley to the rim and in. Good burst of speed from the fresh. Katie Pauley. O'Neill dishes one. Left baseline. Now back out. Top. Looking for a three. Was Mitchell too strong? Castro to rebound for the Lady Cats. Across the timeline. Right wing. Try and drop it off to Pauley. Will do just that. Pauley looks for a screen through Castro, gets it, takes it to the right wing. Her shot actually lobbed down low for Castro, taken away by Rademeyer. Down to Mays, to O'Neill, up the right wing she goes. To the inside, O'Neill banks it off and in. Minute 30 to go. Coming up on our halftime over on Quicks, the Knox County Eagles defeated the South Shelby boys by a score of a 52-45. We're going to catch up with the Knox County boys coach, Zach Shore, to get some of his thoughts on that as the two will fall for Evelyn Castro, her first points. To the left corner, Meredith O'Neill, and she'll hit the three. Minute to go. And a 20-point lead. Two the other way. Nasi can't get it. And trying to get her own rebound. With less than a minute to go in this opening half. inside. O'Neal goes undetected. Busted zone there by the Lady Cats, and O'Neal does not miss. 35 seconds to go. Pauly has to inbound it really quick, and it'll be a timeout call by Nathan Simler. A 30-second timeout will do it, too, on CrestCentralMoInfo.com.
This winter safety message is brought to you by Sheraton Valley. Don't get caught out in the dark on a cold winter's night without a charged cell phone. Always charge your cell phone before you head out on the road, and always have a car charger with you in the car. Need car charging accessories? Stop into any Sheraton Valley store and get the accessories you need to keep you connected when you need it most. Visit Sheraton Valley online at cvalley.net.
...37-19 in favor of the Mile End Lady Cats. Katie Pauly with it. She'll take it across the timeline up the right wing. Now down to the baseline, pulls up for about an 8-footer, and Rodemeyer will get the rebound. 15 seconds to go here and a half. Here's Meredith O'Neal, coast to coast, baseline. Her two is in. She has 13 of the 21 points. 5 seconds, 4 seconds for the Lady Cats. Pauly, NBA three, and that is too strong. Diane Mace, rebound, 37-21. As Milan Lady Cats go into the locker room with the lead as the 5 seed over the Lady Birds. We'll take a break on the Superstation. We'll catch up with Knox County Boys coach Zach Short in 90 seconds on CrestCentralMoInfo.com.
Does this sound like you? Or maybe your inner biker sounds like...
No matter what motorcycle motor is music to your ears, Shelter Insurance has a policy that's music to your wallet.
Shelter insures your fun stuff. Motorcycles to riding mowers, ATVs to RVs, bikes to bass boats. If it rides, rolls, or floats, we can cover it. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Harley Croft about Shelter's newest discounts in your auto insurance.
O'Laughlin Incorporated, with facilities in Macon, Marceline, Shelbina, and LaBelle, is a family-owned and operated business since 1950. O'Laughlin Incorporated handles rock, sand, and ready-mix concrete. They also offer bulk hauling in dump trucks or van trailers, plus provide paving supplies in bulk pneumatics. But their services don't stop there. O'Laughlin Incorporated also provides lime hauling and VRT spreading services. For more information, call an O'Laughlin location near you in Macon, Marceline, Shelbina, and LaBelle.
Shelbina Villa Life Care has an average response time of 9 seconds to any call light pressed by a resident. We asked Jewel Hicks, a resident of Shelbina Villa, how important the 9-second average response was to her.
I feel secure. I feel very secure here because they do get here quick. And I feel like we're at home. They do excellent work.
Shelbina Villa Life Care in Shelbina, the next best thing to home. View ShelbinaVilla.com.
We're here at half in the girls' game between the South Shelby Lady Birds and the Milan Lady Cats, and it's a 37-21 win for the Milan Lady Cats. Over on Quicks, the South Shelby Cardinals were in action, and they fell to the Knox County Eagles by the score of 52-45 over in the middle school gym. And Zach Short, the Knox County boys coach, kind enough to come over to the high school gym to talk a little bit about his victory. And they'll be heading on to the semifinals to take on the top-seeded Wildcats. All right, Coach, first off, congratulations on the win. What are some of your thoughts on that close performance?
Yeah, thanks for having me. Overall, I was very proud with our effort and our intensity and the way we were able to hold on late. We jumped out to an early lead, but we knew it wouldn't be that easy. And credit South Shelby and Coach Shackelford. They fought back, and we knew they would. You know, we showed a lot of maturity, a lot of resiliency. We took care of the ball, hit some free throws late, and we did enough to get a 7-point win. So very proud of the guys.
So for those who were not listening to that game originally over on Quicks, you guys got out to a quick lead, and Connor Hayes really got going and really set the tempo, I felt like, in some ways from the offensive side of things. What has he meant for your team all year long?
Yeah, I mean, as Connor goes, sometimes it's how we go. He's our best scorer. He's our best shooter, and he opens things up for everybody else, and they know that. And we do, as a team, we do a good job of working with Connor and working to get him open, setting good screens, and we run a lot of things for him. And when he came out and, you know, hit a few in a row, that really opened things up for everybody else. Connor hit those big threes, but everybody else was getting pretty good looks off of that. And we're a dangerous team when we can do that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Again, Zach Short, Knox County Eagles coach, joining us here on Crest and Central, MoInfo.com. All right, so then you guys got out to that lead and a half, and then South Shelby really clawed their way back, and you mentioned you knew they were going to go on a little bit of a run. What was your message in that timeout when they cut it down to one?
Breathe, right? That was it. That was on the board before the game, too. Just to breathe in the moment, because sometimes we get a little panic. We try to do too much. We try to do some things we aren't capable of. But together, if we stay within ourselves, we're a pretty powerful group. So we just try to, you know, slow down the kids and take a deep breath collectively. I did that as well as a coach. And, you know, just kind of calm them down and see them through. They knew what to run. They knew what to do. And they were able to find their spot. So yeah, it wasn't any great magic work. It wasn't even great coaching. It was just reminding them to do something that they knew naturally every second of their lives. And they were able to go out and finish things off.
All right. Your next opponent in the semifinals is going to be the number two team in class, number two, the Milan Wildcats. And it looks like you guys have already played them this year.
Yeah, they're pretty good. I think that might be a little understatement. Yeah, you know, we knew when the bracket came out where we were, and we wanted to play them. And we want to play the best, and they are the best, in my opinion. So you said they're number two in the state. I didn't know number one, number two. I don't even know if
they've been hovering around. They've been one for a little bit.
Yeah, I don't even know if those rankings matter. You know, on Thursday, we've got to put ourselves in a position to be better than them for 2 hours. And if we can do that, you know, it'll be a blessing, and our guys have certainly earned it and worked hard for it. But it's going to be a huge challenge for us, so we need to make sure that, you know, if we don't have school tomorrow, we can get some sort of workout in, and we can put some sort of game plan. And we just got to do those boring basketball things. We need to take care of the ball. We need to rebound. We need to hit some shots, too. And if we can get a couple lucky bounces, we'll definitely take them against a team like that.
Have you guys had enough off days already?
Oh, my gosh. Man. I just got a puppy at home. He thinks I'm out of work. He doesn't even know what to do. He's deadbeat. But yeah, we're over that stage.
Yes.
We're ready to be in school. So.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, Zach Short, really appreciate you joining us here on the Superstation, and we'll see you Thursday against Milan.
Scott, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Not a problem. That's Zach Short, Knox County Eagles coach, joining us here on the Superstation again. They were victors over on Information Radio Quicks a little earlier today with a 52-45 win over to South Shelby Ladybirds. Or Cardinals, I should say. We'll be back. Take a look at some of your first half stats and get you ready for the second half between Milan and South Shelby on Crest and Central, MoInfo.com.
There's never been a better time to switch to Sprint. Right now, get an unlimited plan with a Samsung Galaxy S9 lease and Hulu included for just $25 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit, an 18-month lease, and new lines of service. That's your unlimited plan, a Galaxy S9 and Hulu included, for the low price of $25 per month per line. Even better, there's no trade-in required. You heard that right, $25 and no trade-in required. There's never been a better time to try Sprint, a network built for unlimited. So visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/bothforall, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $5 per month after $28 per month credit applied within 2 bills. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. After 4/30/2020, pay $32 per line with auto pay for unlimited basic. One Hulu ad supported plan per account. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
Tax reform impacts virtually every tax return this year. That means yours, too. If you're wondering what that means for you and your refund, but don't want to spend hours reading the tax code, head over to H&R Block. No one knows tax reform better than Block. Their tax pros will help you find every credit and deduction available, so you get every dollar you deserve. Because wouldn't you rather spend more time thinking about what to do with your maximum refund and less time figuring out what a TCJA qualifying eligible dependent is? Hint, it's your kid. In person or online, Block has your back.
Taking a look at some of your first half stats on CrestCentralMoInfo.com. Leading the way in regards to all scores is Milan freshman Kaylee Pauley with a total of 14 points. Jordan Gray with 11. Tally Gray with 6. Evelyn Castro with 2. And Sinabu Nasi with a total of 4. And that is the 37 points for the Milan Lady Cats. For Lady Birds of South Shelby, Meredith O'Neill leads the way with 13. Mallory Wood with 2, as well as Emma Dovin. And Diane Mays has a total of 4. Taking our break, second half coming up next on CrestCentralMoInfo.com between the Milan Lady Cats and the South Shelby Ladybirds.
Siding Strippers has been by your side for 75 years. Don't miss the special anniversary savings. Get a John Deere 1023E tractor with a loader and mower deck for just $14,775. For just $17,975, we have discounted the remaining 2017 3032E tractors and added a loader. With 0% financing for 60 months, anyone can own a new John Deere this year. Check out the other anniversary savings at any of our 13 locations or SidenStrickers.com.
Offers end 2/28/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Northeast Diesel Service of Shelbina, a family-owned business for over 40 years, is Missouri's most trusted and experienced fuel injection pump facility with a large selection of exchange pumps and turbochargers. Northeast Diesel Service offers factory-authorized warranties and repairs on all diesel fuel injection equipment and does power enhancements on all diesel-powered pickups. Northeast Diesel of Shelbina believes business goes where it's invited and stays where it's well-treated. Cahokia State Bank for personal and business banking, loans and mortgages, online mobile banking and more. Cahokia State Bank is a community bank designed with their community's financial success in mind. They're ready to answer your questions and take care of your banking needs, whatever they may be. At Cahokia State Bank, they're making a difference. Cahokia State Bank with two convenient locations in Cahokia and Wayland. And visit them online at CahokiaStateBank.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Jewel Hicks lives at Shelbina Villa Life Care in Shelbina. We recently asked Jewel how satisfied she has been with Shelbina Villa as her home.
Well, I've been here 6.5 years, so, and I know all the people that live here, and I think everybody seems to be well satisfied. You feel like you're family with them.
Shelbina Villa Life Care in Shelbina. It's an option to assisted living facility, and it's also the next best thing to home. View ShelbinaVilla.com.
.37-21 in favor of the Milan Lady Cats. And Sal Shelby gets the ball to start out the second half. There are no home white uniforms for those just joining us with the red numbers and the blue trim going right to left on your radio dial. Your starting five on the floor, Meredith O'Neill, Katie Mitchell, Amber Durbin, Emma Dovin, and Diane Mays. Meanwhile, for the Milan Lady Cats, it's Tally Gray, Jordan Gray, Courtney McCollum, Katie Banner, and Katie Pauly. They're in the road green uniforms, gold numbers, black trim. As the lower seed is in front. Also appreciate Coach Zach Short of the Knox County Eagles joining us at half to talk a little bit about his win over on Information Radio Quicks. Again, we split up the four district games that are supposed to be here at Schuyler County to beat the weather. And just got an image from our Kelly Smothers, who's helping multitask and run the newsroom and our game of what is coming up on in Southern Missouri. And it does not look pretty. And already some games have called off, including the Sturgeon District. They're actually pushing everything back one day. So as a result, they will have both championship games now on Saturday at Sturgeon, with the boys' semifinals Friday, the girls on Thursday. And tomorrow will be the boys' quarterfinals. As travel's called on the Lady Birds, Miley gets it back. Here's Katie Pauly to Tally Gray. The junior crosses the timeline, gets a screen through to freshman Pauly, now drops off to McCollum. Now back around to Pauly. Tries to drive, can't do so. Now she'll come in through two, takes a Lady Bird out. She'll go to the line after the foul. That'll be Kelly Rademeyer's second. And Pauly will shoot two. Nathan Simler has mentioned that Pauly brings a very high IQ. She makes the first of her two. Has played at the AAU level with Iowa, always playing for or playing the game rarely. Laura and will go. So they will come over to Rademeyer, now over to Mays. Reese sets for Durbin. Left wing, O'Neal from the baseline. Look for two, and that will not go. But she draws a foul in the process. It'll be Jordan Gray, her third. Now from the top, O'Neal looks for a three. Can't get it to fall. Pauly, the rebound, up the right wing. Drills behind her back, now to the left side. Dishes one out to Jordan Gray on the left wing. Down to Tally. Tally looks to drive, can't do so. Resets. Into turquoise shoes, gives it to sister Jordan. Back up top to Pauly. Jordan leans into a three, right elbow, too strong. Mays to rebound. Now across the timeline, O'Neal, and she overstepped for a split second and travel called. Jordan Gray, right wing, now down low for Tally, and a foul called. Actually, no, it goes out of bounds. 5:48 to go here. In the quarter. The Tally. Now to Katie Pauly. Left corner. Jordan, the three, too shy. Loose ball at the top of the key. O'Neal will snatch it up. 5:30 to go in the third. 39-21 in favor of the Milan Lady Cats. Now heaving up a two, Diane Mays will drop one in. Cuts the margin down. Still a long way to go if you're the Lady Birds. And a couple bumps, and a foul will get called. And this will belong to Katie Pauly, and that'll be the freshman's second. And check that, Durbin with the foul. As a two will not go for Jordan Gray. Thanks to more sponsors. Joyce's Embroidery Clearance, Putnam County State Bank of Unionville, Milan, H&R Block of Macon, Kirksville, Vandalia, and Shelbina, as a two will drop in for Courtney McCollum. H&R Block of Madison, Kirksville, Vandalia, Shelbina, Exchange Bank of Shelbyville, Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, and Memphis. From the right elbow, Katie Mitchell gets the three for South Shelby. Her first points on the evening, averaging about seven. She'll have to pick up some of the offense. This has been a struggle for the Lady Birds, and a travel on the high post. Dovin and Wood each check in for the Lady Birds of South Shelby. On the right wing, Courtney McCollum. Across the timeline for Meredith O'Neal. At the top, left wing for Dovin. Down to the baseline, now back up top for O'Neal. Dovin in the corner. O'Neal looking to go top of the key, now kicks out left corner. Dovin, the three, too strong, and it will be taken by Rademeyer for the Lady Birds. On the offensive rebound, Mays on the putback. 41-28. Now across here is Tally Gray. Her underhand, too, doesn't fall. Rebounded by O'Neal. On the right wing, got pushed by Tally. Foul will be called on her, her first. Left side, Dovin, long two right on the arc. Timeout called. It's a full by the Milan Wildcats. 41-30, they still lead South Shelby. 3:42 to go on press.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills.
Come on already!
Wanting won't get you there, but Sweat Equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
The Richardsons have made it a family tradition to offer the best grocery selection at the best prices in Milan. Visit their meat department for fresh cut meat any way you want it, and they'll freezer wrap your selection too. Shop the third generation of Richardsons at the locally owned and operated Richardson Supermarket in Milan. Open Monday through Saturday from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sundays until 8:30. Richardson Supermarket is a proud supporter of the Milan Lady Cats and Wildcats, and wish them the best of luck this season.
Out of the timeout by Nathan Simler. It was the full. Sal Shelby getting a little bit of offense going here in the third quarter. Here's Katie Pauley from the left wing to the rim, and her shot won't go. Now loose. Tally grabs it for Milan. Her right wing shot. Pauley, the offensive rebound, put back, rolls over the back of the rim. Mays the rebound, quick transition for Labors. O'Neal now in for Wood. Pump fakes, now the shot. Blocked! Jordan Gray. And she'll pick it up to Tally. Cross the Ram logo at center court. Up the right wing. Drops it to Pauley and bumped by Rademeyer. That'll be her third. And it will be turned over as it's O'Neal. In transition, Sal Shelby closing in. 41-32. Partial press. Castro across court. Now to Pauley. She resets at the top of the key. Pauley inside. Trying to get it to Gray. Get it out of the box to avoid the 3 second. Resets for Pauley. 2:30 to go in the third quarter. She'll take it right wing. Now back inside. Spins. Lost control of it. Crowds it back. O'Neal now with the steal. Sal Shelby crowd starting to get a little more involved. Ladies trying to get at least one win for the Cardinal faithful today. As it's O'Neal. Left side for Dovin. Resets. For Mays. Turnaround two off the front. Great rebound. That was a good look there by the Cardinals. Good ball movement. Mays found a soft spot right in the middle of the box. Just a little too shallow of a shot. Right baseline, Castro, her two, no. Jordan Gray, yes. Back to an 11-point lead for Milan. Here's O'Neal, top of the key, pulls up, looking for a two and in. Lake Cat defense backed off and attacking O'Neal. Tally Gray to Jordan, left block it in. O'Neal, right side, pace, picking up. Loose ball now, Jordan with the steal. Natalie. Tally Gray, her two, and one coming up. Emma Dovin picks up the foul. And a big bucket for the Lady Cats. 1:11 to go into the third. Pardon me, there's a lane violation. It's called on Milan, so that negates the and one. O'Neal. Now to Wood. Back to O'Neal at the top. Comes to the right wing from Mitchell. Catch and release three over the bucket. And touched by Jordan Gray. She was caught in between. Do I rebound that or let it go? Wood's turn for Sal Shelby. Bounce pass inside. A cutting O'Neal, no problem. Jordan Gray, pressured by O'Neal, gets across. O'Neal almost with the turnover. Jordan stays with it. Now left wing for Katie Banner. Back up top to Castro. 35 seconds to go in the third. Castro drives the lane. The two. Nasi takes a spill going for the rebound. Sal Shelby grabs it. Mitchell, and Nasi is slow to get up. And on the shot, Wood, and this will be staying with Sal Shelby. Nasi was looked like she landed on her left hip, and now she will come out of the game along with Tally Gray. In her place, Katie Polly and Courtney McCollum. At the top, Meredith O'Neal drives to the left wing for Durbin. Darts one in from Mays. Back out, right wing. Mitchell releases and connects. A big downtown shot with 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Polly, right wing, kick out, top of the key. Gray has to get it off. Can't do so. Not in time. 47-39, Lady Cats a mile in lead after three on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Save precious time by stopping at Errico Convenience Center. Refuel, buy dinner, restock your soda, and pick up snacks for the road. Right now at Errico, get tempting tenders. That's four tenders and four wedges for $6.49. Or how about all legs? Five legs for $5.55. Happy hours from 2 till 4 with two tenders and two wedges for $3.50. And get two large cans of Pringles for $4. Errico Convenience Center stocks hundreds of items, including hot stuff pizza. Errico Convenience Center, a branch of Ayers Oil Company.
Smithfield Fresh Meat Division of Milan is a local pork producer who takes great pride in bringing you good food responsibly. Their employees are actively involved in and live in communities representative several area school districts who oftentimes meet each other on the field. Smithfield Milan reminds everyone that friendly competition is great, but to always remember good sportsmanship. Visit their website at www.smithfield.com/careers for job opportunities. Smithfield Milan, proud to be located in the heart of North Central Missouri.
in favor of the Milan Lady Cats. The fifth seed looking to advance to the district semifinals and take on Scotland County. At the top, this is Jordan Gray. Now inside, Polly, and she was reached upon, and this will go on to Rothmeyer. That is her fourth. She's had the tough assignment when she's in going up against Katie Polly. Already picking up four fouls. Sub coming in. It'll be Marissa Rubison who takes her place. And O'Neal cuts off the inbound from Gray. Misses the layup. Now Polly on a three-on-one. In and alone, drops one off from the right block and drops it for Jordan Gray. She has 17 points. Jordan Gray, have yourself an evening. Mays, right wing, now left wing for Mitchell. Resets for O'Neal at the top. 2-2-1 for the Lady Cats defensively. Rubison from the right side. Double team trying to work around Jordan Gray. Now O'Neal cuts the underhand. She'll go to the line. Not quite a good enough square shot. Or square to shooter was Katie Banner. That's her third. O'Neal two more shots already with 18 points. Trying to will the Lady Birds back into this game. She'll make the first. Mallory Wood into the game. Marissa Rubison out for South Shelby. Second one on its way for O'Neal. Off the front. Taken by Jordan Gray. The leading rebounder with Katie Polly with six. And speaking of Paula, she has it poked away by O'Neill, falling and trying to get the steal. Castro, now O'Neill comes up with it. Up the left wing she goes on a one-on-one. Got it! And an air one coming up as Pauly tried to swat that away. Pauly tried swiping that all the way back to Milan on the hustle back. And it's now a 7-point game. All of a sudden, and one coming up, a big one. This could make it a two-possession game. O'Neill sends it. It's in. And Milan draws the turnover, but to Pauly, up the left side. And coming from behind, O'Neill returns to favor. She'll pick up her third foul. .640 to go here in the fourth. They'll lob it up top to Castro. Blake at guard. Drives in from the right wing. Off the bench, Evelyn Castro with four. Now we're going in for a steal as Tally Gray. A little too strong. O'Neill left side. Back out. Resets for Mitchell. Now O'Neill left wing down to the baseline. The two trying to draw the foul. Doesn't get it, but gets the two. .51-45. Forced pass by Pauly. Mays got in front of it. Now to O'Neill. To the baseline. She goes around one. Kick out at the top. Mitchell, the three. Bang! Timeout called by Luke O'Loughlin and the Lady Birds. It's a 3-point game on grass and centralmoinfo.com.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Thanks to more sponsors for making this broadcast possible. That includes O'Loughlin Incorporated, locations in Shelbina, Macon, and Marceline, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Samaritan Hospital in Macon and Science Stricker, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. South Shelby trailed 47-39. With 5:54 to go in the fourth, it's 51-48. Lady Cats will have it. Here's Katie Pauly. Again, Lady Birds won the earlier regular season matchup in the Marceline tournament, 44-39. On the right wing, here's Castro. Right baseline over, and Mays crowds it in, and a foul called. They get a push on Jordan Gray. Stays on the floor. We'll bounce one to Mitchell. Up to O'Neill. Cross the timeline left side. Works around Mays for a screen. O'Neill back out. Mitchell trying to get it. Yeah, go back to back. We're tied up 51 apiece, and a pushing foul called on Courtney McCollum. I'll make that Wood for 22 counterpart. Sunabu Nasi will check in for Jordan Gray. 1-1 coming up for Tally, who has 8 points in this game. 4 to lead from Milan. First one in. Second one coming for Jordan Gray. On its way. Or Tally, check that. Off the front. Rebound by Mitchell. Now to Meredith O'Neill. Left side she goes. Cross the timeline, top to Keene. Now on the left corner. Mallory Wood hesitant to take the shot. Mitchell, she's back-to-back from downtown. Resets for O'Neal. 52-51. Left side, Wood. O'Neal at the top of the key. Looks. Trying to get a screen through Mays. O'Neal cuts in. Her two high window in and out. And Polly grabs it, but her foot was out of bounds. Sal Shelby, fresh life. Wood will take it from the right block. Now to O'Neal from the left baseline. 5 minutes to go here in the fourth. O'Neal drives baseline. Her shot stripped. And up the floor goes Jordan Gray. Foul get called. Meredith O'Neal, and that is her fourth. Front end out shot for Gray is good. She now has 10. Big shot here to make this 3-point game. Nasi to rebound and can't get it to fall. Tries again, now out. Tally and a travel called. 53-51. This is to O'Neal. Cross the timeline from the right wing, now elbow. Now to the baseline, O'Neal and a charge called. Nasi got it in the lane. It's actually an off-ball foul by Mays. That'll be her second. Here's Tally Gray to Katie Pauley. At the top of the key she goes. Pauley trying to go coast-to-coast. Travel called. Will come cross to the right wing for Katie Mitchell. And Mitchell got pushed by Tally Gray. That'll be her second foul. O'Neal, left wing. Trying to find Mays, and now taken by Rademeyer. Resets for Mitchell. Two-point game, 53-51. Sal Shelby could tie it with a two. They'll come over to Mitchell. Right wing for O'Neal. Looks at her options. Bounces one to the right corner for Wood. Now inside for Mays. Mays, power move to the bucket, ties it up. Now here's Katie Pauley. From the right wing, the answer, and Nasi trying to grab the rebound on the other side. Instead, it's Rademeyer. Sal Shelby looking for their first lead of this game. O'Neal, left side, Mitchell for the lead, offline right. But a rebound by Mallory Wood. It's back to O'Neal, Mitchell, left side. O'Neal, right elbow, Wood, catch and release, the three, and the lead from the front side, and that will be deflected out by Rademeyer. Actually, a foul called. And that'll be Rademeyer's fifth foul. Tie 53 apiece, and she'll get a standing ovation from the Sal Shelby crowd. They get a 30-second time frame to pick their sub, and they select Amber Durbin. A tough task for Kelly Rademeyer in this game as Castro makes the first of her two free throws to put Milan back up top. Second one on its way and in. Left wing, O'Neal. Drives to the baseline. Back out to Mitchell. Down to the left corner. This is Durbin. Durbin looks for a two. Takes a double dribble. Big turnover there. Lady Wildcats with the ball. Polly to Tally. Polly at the top of the key. With two, and she'll go to the line as two bumped her. That'll be Amber Durbin with the foul. Her second. And it's double bonus time for Milan. Polly misses the first. That's a big bucket because regardless what happens on this second shot, it will stay a one-possession game. Second on is good. Here's Mays. Careless pass. Pauly easily reads it the other way. That's two, no problem. 58-53. Sal Shelby, do they have another comeback in them? They've tied it up twice, yet to lead in this game. O'Neill, Wood, back to O'Neill. Drives traffic, calls for a high post ball screen from Mays. Got some space. Top of the key, three, too shy. Pauly gets it. She'll slow the tempo down for the Lady Cats. Up the left baseline, trying to get it to the corner. Now inside. Back out to Castro. Catch and release. Jordan Gray looking for the exclamation point. Doesn't go. O'Neill the rebound. 2:12 to go in the fourth. O'Neill, right side. Back over to Mitchell. She's got the hot hand from downtown and continues. Another timeout called by South Shelby. 58-56, 2:05 to go in the fourth on Crest.
If you ever gave your wife an impact wrench for her birthday, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. If you taught your kids how to change engine oil before you taught them how to ride a bike, then CarQuest is for you. CarQuest is for those who really know and care about their car. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
When you want the best parts for your car, see Heinz Performance Parts, your local CarQuest Auto Parts store newly located in downtown Shelbina. Heinz Performance Parts is a proud supporter of all local athletes.
Third-second timeout called by South Shelby. Will they go press here? Trailing 58-56 to Milan. Winner gets Scotland County in the district semifinals on Thursday. On the left wing here is Katie Pauly. Inside, looking for the two, and putting the shot up was Jordan Gray and puts it over the backboard. Tough break for the Lady Cats. And another opportunity for the Lady Birds. At one point in this game, they were trailing by 16. That was at half. For the lead, Dovin can't get it to go. Now they'll reset off the offensive rebound. Dovin, she'll try again. No problem. The freshman coming through, and South Shelby has their first lead of this game. Pauly. Across, misses the layup. And it was tipped out by the Lady Birds. Minute 23 to go. South Shelby with their first lead. Minute 20 left in this game. And Pauly off the right backboard doesn't go. Now the Lady Birds try to extend it. Offense is heating up, and now over to hands of Emma Dovin. She was wide open in the corner, and a little too much juice here by Meredith O'Neill on that pass. Tally Gray gets it to Pauly off the press, lost control of it. South Shelby gets it back. Mallory Wood now from the left block. Wide open left corner, Mitchell. Now to Mays. Diane Mays cutting in as O'Neill doesn't take the pass. Now to Dovin, the freshman. Now to Wood. Curls in, back out to Mays. 55 seconds to go in the game. When does Milan foul? They do now, as reaching in is Courtney McCollum. Meredith O'Neill helping out with the comeback for the Lady Birds. Makes the first shot. 26 for the senior. Second one, eyes, sends, delivers. ...61-58, South Shelby with the lead, and a carry called. This has been a very rough stretch for the Milan Lady Cats. And a full timeout called by Milan. We'll be back on Crest.
Whatever you need printed, whether it's on a shirt, jacket, or hat, the name to remember is Joyce's Embroidery in Clarence. From special design shirts to personal bling to letter jackets to promotional items for your school, business, or nonprofit organization, if you need it, Joyce's Embroidery in Clarence can print it. And there's no setup fee or hidden charges for special design shirts from 1 to 1,000. See more at joycesembroidery.com. Joyce's is even your UPS drop-off spot.
This is Joyce. Just remember, anything is possible at Joyce's Embroidery in downtown Clarence. Just ask.
Gina Fox explains why she chose Salt River Community Care in Shelbina.
Salt River was highly recommended to me, and I knew that they had a good therapy department because I've been here before. In fact, I've been to Salt River 2 or 3 times in the past, so it left a good impression with me.
At Salt River Community Care in Shelbina, residents live life to the fullest. Stop in for a tour or view saltrivercommunitycare.com.
A set play which caught Emma Dovin in stride, got the layup, and a foul called as she just missed it, and it will be Tally Gray that will pick it up. More free throws coming up, and Dovin does not have a problem. Second one, it's in. ...63-58 lead for the Lady Birds. Pauly guarded by Dovin. 33 seconds. Milan has to hurry. At the top, Castro inside. Mays deflects it. Now back to Castro. Negotiates around the baseline. He's one over to Pauly. Wasn't ready. Need the three off the front. And South Shelby takes it. It's Dovin. They'll try and run the clock out. 15 seconds. O'Neill at the foul, and they do. Travel called, actually. Down by five. Can Milan get five and try and send this to overtime? Pauly takes a deep breath. Looks inside. Looking for Tally Gray over the rim. Dove in the rebound. Up to the right wing. Across the timeline and deflected out. 6.6. Wood. From the right wing to O'Neill. And that's going to do it. Down by 16. The Lady Birds roar all the way back into the district semifinals with a 63-58 win over the Milan Lady Cats. We'll dissect it all next on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
When you move into an assisted living facility, you expect professional care. You also expect a timely response to your call light when you need assistance. At Shelbana Villa Life Care in Shelbana, your care is our priority, and regarding to call light responses, we have a 9-second average response time. This is Paula Lowe. When the time is right, I invite you to visit Shelbana Villa Life Care in Shelbana. It's an Option 2 assisted living facility, and it's the next best thing to home. View ShelbanaVilla.com.
At Shelter Insurance, we know landlords have to keep up with their renters, even if they're related.
Mom, Dad,
we just dropped by to pick up your
rent check.
I'm running a little short this month.
Not everything works as smoothly as Shelter's renter's policy. It helps cover stuff in case of fire, theft, and more.
What if I just move back into my old room?
Oh, you mean Dad's new man cave?
Oh, man.
Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Shelter agent Harley Croft about a free insurance review.
O'Laughlin Incorporated, with facilities in Macon, Marceline, Shelbina, and LaBelle, is a family-owned and operated business since 1950. O'Laughlin Incorporated handles rock, sand, and ready-mix concrete. They also offer bulk hauling in dump trucks or van trailers, plus provide paving supplies in bulk pneumatics. But their services don't stop there. O'Laughlin Incorporated also provides lime hauling and VRT spreading services. For more information, call an O'Laughlin location near you in Macon, Marceline, Shelbina, and LaBelle.
Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. That includes Heinz Body Shop, Harley Crop, your local shelter insurance agent, Heinz Performance Parts, Salt River Community Care, Shelby County, R4 School District of Shelbina and Clarence, Shelbina Villa Life Care, Northeast Diesel, Airco Convenience Center, Pest Control Solutions, all of Shelbina, Smithfield Fresh Meat Division, and Richardson Supermarket, both of Milan, Joyce's Embroidery of Clarence, Putnam County State Bank of Unionville, Milan, H&R Block of Macon, Kirksville, Vandalia, and Shelbina, Exchange Bank of Shelbyville, Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, and Memphis, O'Laughlin Incorporated, locations in Shelbina, Macon, and Marceline, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online, Samaritan Hospital in Macon, and Seinstricker, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Everyone quickly dispersing out of the Schuyler County gymnasiums, trying to beat the winter weather that is quickly approaching Big K country. And we'll be catching up with Luke O'Laughlin here, the Lady Bird coach, in just a moment. But taking a look at some of your final numbers. Meredith O'Neill, total of 27 points. Katie Mitchell with 15. Emma Dovin with key 9 points. Diane Mays with 10. And Mallory Wood with 2. For the 63 points. Meanwhile, for the Milan Lady Cats, Katie Pauly with a total of 19 points. Jordan Gray with 17. Tally Gray with 10. Courtney McCollum with 2. And Evelyn Castro picks up a total of 6. We'll go ahead and nominate our outstanding player of the game. We're going to change it up a little. Emma Dovin, some key threes down the stretch, and also some big defensive stops very late in the game to help the Lady Birds come back, soar from a 16-point deficit at the half, and end up winning at 63-58. She'll get it, courtesy of Farmers Insurance and Financial Services, Jeff Freeman Agency, for all your insurance needs, auto, home, and life. We'll take a one-minute break. We'll have our final segment, and it'll be with Lady Bird coach Luke O'Laughlin on CrestandCentralMoInfo.com.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri has made getting a grip on your finances even easier. Simply download our mobile banking app to your iPhone, iPad, or Android device, and you're ready to manage your accounts, check balances, transfer funds, and pay bills all from the palm of your hand. Visit us online at www.ebnemo.com for more information. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, proudly serving rural America for over 100 years. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Winding things down here on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com. Catching up with the South Shelby Lady Bird coach, Luke O'Loughlin. Coach, you were down 16 at half. You won by five. How'd you get it done?
Well, I know, but I don't know at times too, okay? You know, when we got down real big, there was just no sense of urgency. You know, Milan wanted it way more than we did for that first. I really thought it was the first quarter and a half. About halfway through the second quarter, it seemed like we kind of woke up and, you know, I don't know if we were down by more than 16 or not. It felt like 30, but.
I think you were at 20 at one point.
Okay, well, it felt like a lot. I know that. But we finally, you know, started acting like, you know what, if we don't wake up, this is going to be the last game of the year. And it's like, I don't know, you know, people, how many upsets has there been in this district already, boys and girls? You know, you can't look at a seed, you can't look at a former game from earlier in the year and think stuff's just going to happen. You got to show up when everybody, we got six teams with 11 or 12 wins at the seed meeting, you know, and anybody can beat anybody, that's for sure. And, you know, they finally got clicking, and Meredith really got us going, just attacking, whether she scored or kicked it out to Katie, and Katie hit a three or whatever. But we finally started attacking their defense, and we started limiting them to one shot. And I told them, you know, that's the only way you're going to get back in this game. You got to limit them to one, and you got to attack their defense, because it sure wasn't looking very good whenever their defense was set up, that's for sure.
No doubt about it. Talk to me about the play of Katie Mitchell and Emma Dobin down the road, because it really seemed like they, once Meredith got going, they followed suit. Dobin had the key eventual winning bucket with that three, and then also Katie Mitchell with a key threes down the stretch to make it a one possession game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, those two girls are two of our best outside shooters for sure, and you know, it's hard to get those looks when, like we were early in the game, we're just passing around the arc and we're never getting the ball inside. And finally, you know, Meredith, you know, created a lot of those shots. Meredith and Diane are great passers, great creators for us. And whether it was a post touch with Diane for a kick out or Meredith attacking and kicking it out or whatever, but, you know, and they're there, hands ready, feet ready to shoot, you know. So they did an excellent job tonight, and we needed every one of them, that's for sure.
All right, Luke O'Loughlin, Lady Birds coach, joining us here at CrescentCentralMoInfo.com. Top seed, Scotland County Lady Tigers up next in the district semis. What do you know about
them? Well, we played them in the North Shelby tournament. You know, the Cooley girl really hurt us inside that game. So, you know, we'll have to hope to try and do something a little different on her, to try and limit her a little bit. And, you know, it's like I said, anybody can beat anybody. You can't look at seeds. You can't worry about all that, I think our girls knew that, but they just didn't show up early tonight. But, you know, I think the start of tonight probably woke them up a little bit to that, and they know they're going to have to show up. Scotland County is a good team, and if you don't, they'll put the hurting on you. So, you know, all we can do is be thankful for another day of practice. Didn't look like we were going to get one there for a while. Mm-hmm. So we got one. We need to get better tomorrow and be ready for Scotland on Thursday.
Luke O'Loughlin, Lady Bird coach, joining us here on the Superstation. Appreciate you coming up here on a very quick notice, coach, and best of luck Thursday. We'll see you then, and safe travels back as well.
All right, you too. Thank you.
All right, Luke O'Loughlin joining us here on the Superstation, and that's going to wrap up our coverage. We got to make the trip back down to Moberly as well and beat the winter weather ourselves, so we'll go ahead and sign things off. Big thanks to Kelly Smart spinning the dials at the Moberly Motors Sports Task and multitasking in the newsroom. And also a big thanks to Mark Carter over on Information Radio Quicks for helping get our games on in the middle school gym from earlier today. So for Austin Ward, Kelly Smothers, and Mark Carter, I'm Scott Luntze. Good night from Schuyler County High.
The Board of Education Administration, faculty, and staff of the Shelby County R4 School District of Clarence and Shelbina are proud of their students and the dedication they demonstrate in everything they do. Cardinals, everyone in the South Shelby District wants you to know that they are with you every step of the way. The hard work and determination you exhibit during practice and in the classroom will show in all that you do. The Shelby County R4 School District of Clarence and Shelbina are proud of the Cardinals and wish them all the best.
You've just heard another reason why Cress is your all-American sports voice. For the best in sports in any season, dial 1047 All-American Cress.